And since it's the first time we're taking the floor, I'd like to thank you for all of your efforts on bringing this meeting together. As we've said previously, it's important that we use the maximum time available to us in the GGE before the RevCon, and this is going to be vital work towards it. So moving on to the exam question that we have before us today, which is, what are the challenges to international humanitarian law? So the UK, we believe there are four main ones. The ability of the existing regulatory framework for the development, procurement and use of weapon systems being capable of sufficiently regulating new capabilities. That's one. Number two, that autonomous systems can support the better application of international humanitarian law, improving the evidence, analysis and timeliness of decision making. Better decisions make better outcomes and in compliance with IHL's fundamental principles. So number three, that the use of autonomous weapon systems does not and cannot negate state responsibility and individual accountability under IHL. And number four, activities throughout the life cycle of a weapon system can collectively contribute to or detract from the level of overall human control and compliance with international humanitarian law. So those are the main areas that we think are the challenges. So on number one, on the ability of the existing framework to sufficiently regulate new capabilities, the UK believes that the existing regulatory framework for the development, procurement and use of weapon systems are capable of sufficiently regulating new capabilities. IHL is principle-based and looks at how a weapon system is used, focusing on weapons, means and methods of warfare. It is imperative that weapons and the way in which they are used together satisfy the legal tests and or basic principles of IHL. So in moving forward, the UK believes that the CCW should establish a multidisciplinary network of experts to work through the legal and ethical implications of autonomous weapon systems. This network must include those who believe that international humanitarian law is insufficient to regulate new technologies so that any possible gaps can be identified and a holistic view can be formed. On the second point, on autonomous systems better supporting better application of IHL, the UK believes that future CCW work should identify the ways in which autonomous systems could be used to reduce risks and potential harm to civilians as a result of military operations. On the third point, on responsibility and accountability, the UK believes that future CCW discussions should illustrate how the principles of responsibility and accountability can be applied to laws. This might include exploration of the factors that enable responsibility, such as appropriate level of human understanding of the system and the operational context, along with the degree to which outcomes need to be predictable. On number four, the activities throughout the lifestyle of a weapon system, the UK believes that it's important to develop a shared understanding of clear and comprehensive processes for implementing control measures throughout a weapon's life cycle and how these interact. Thank you, Mr. Chair.